Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. We are live from Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. We were talking about the moon in the last segment. I don't even remember how we got there. It doesn't matter. But Matt tweets us, I can just see it now, live from Studio C on the moon. It's Crowley and Doran, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You think SPAC, that's our big boss, would foot that bill?
Sure.
Fly to the moon?
Sure. Content.
At the very least, do you think we could do a broadcast from the Science Center?
Yes. Like a fake moon? Well, it is fake, I guess. It's man-made, right? So, I mean, make another man-made one if they don't already have one down there.
They have a planetarium, right?
I don't know. I haven't been there in years since I was in, like, eighth grade.
Do a show under the stars?
That'd be cool.
I loved the Science Center as a youngster.
So did I.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. You had those big vacuums, those air blowers, the ball, and I'd get trapped there for, like, an hour and a half. I'd imagine now at 32, if I went back, it'd be the same thing. But Make it happen. Let's do a remote live from the Science Center. Because I don't think we're going to the moon anytime soon. Jeff Hathorn joins us now, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, good morning. Do you think SPAC would foot that bill for a broadcast from the moon?
I think he would. I think it would be a unique experience. That would be something that's never been done before, and that's what KDKA is all about. You know, when you mentioned the moon, I thought you were talking about Doran's experience in Morgantown.
Yes. There's gravitational pull, and then there's the pull that Doran had back in the day as a football player walking around Morgantown. Let me tell you, talking about the Chicas. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show, we ranked our top performers in yesterday's classic game between the Pirates and A's. I had Austin Hedges in third place. He was my bronze medal recipient. Andrew McCutchen in second place because he drew three walks, drove in two runs. And then my number one was Johan Oviedo for finding a way to pull it together and go seven innings. How's that land on you? Ooh, another pun, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I would probably switch McCutchen only because, listen, I think there is something, and Hedges said it after the game about, you know, one, McCutchen drawing a walk after nearly getting hit by a 100-mile-an-hour pitch. And being able to come back, he kind of fell awkwardly on his wrist. And he knows he's got 2,000 hits coming. So not to be over anxious and trying to find those and taking walks and understanding what's best. And being able to hit that sack fly in the eighth to give the Pirates the lead back. But yeah, I mean, Oviedo did battle. And I think there is, for young pitchers, to see what they do when they don't have their stuff. And granted, I don't want to say that he's figured it out because it's the A's and they stink. But, I mean, he did battle through, and this is a major league game, and that was impressive. And listen, think of where Hedges was. The game started with a catcher's interference because of Hedges, but by the end of the game, he was one of the heroes, which is he came a long way in the span of, that 4.5 hours that game took last night.
Jeff, five games left in the homestand. What do they have to do? What's their record? What do they need to be?
Well, man, you figure you got to get this one with Mitch tonight. And you want to finish off the A's. I mean, when you're facing a team that's not good and struggling on top of that, especially on the road, like you want to finish that. And, man, even if you only take one from the Mets, I mean, you'd love to keep this roll going and take two out of three. But – man, this homestand and, you know, the fact that these guys are back in first place, something to be excited about. I realize it's June 6th, but this is like Pirate fan territory. This isn't the Yankees where we're allowed to get excited about
the
team being in first place in June.
Jeff, coming off of that, you've seen a lot of bad Pirates teams. You've seen a lot of bad baseball teams come through there. Are the Oakland A's the worst baseball team that you've ever laid your two eyes on?
Let me tell you, I thought I'd seen the worst baseball. And to Oakland's credit, they've taken some of those bad Pirate teams and they've brushed them aside. Because, and I mean, I haven't, who would watch a lot of A's baseball unless you're forced to? But man, I mean, it's not that they don't try. It's not that, you know, the effort, all that stuff. But who's out there? And if you're Jace Peterson, you were once on the Dodgers, and now you're batting ace on in this lineup. That's the one to me that, because it's like the one recognizable name on their team, and he's batting so far down. That's got to be a kick in the pants for his career. And you play them as they come. When you have that in May and you're facing a lot of good teams and you struggled, and now you're facing the A's. And, you know, you got Mitch Keller going tonight against a guy with an 8 ERA, and you feel good about at least taking the first two of this series.
Jeff, give a letter grade to Derek Shelton's performance thus far throughout the season.
You know, if you went month by month, it would be widely different. But, you know, I would say A. I mean, they're in first place in June. And I think what's as important is when they had those swoons, you didn't see them freak out. You didn't see him be a different guy. Players would say it. I mean, he was still the same, still brought the same attitude, still would joke around, even when they were in the midst of, you know, playing some bad baseball and getting some really bad results. That to me is the sign of a good manager. This is the first year he's really had a roster and played in a division, at least so far, that's winnable. And I think he's done really well. I mean, again, I think that even keel thing goes a long way. It's easy to ride the emotions, but to stop yourself from doing that and be a good leader, I think that deserves a lot of credit.
This is Sports Talk Radio, Jeff. So you've been asked a letter grade question. Now I'm going to ask you a percentage question. What percent chance do you give the Pirates of winning this division?
Well, it is just June 6th. But what we've seen from the division, I don't know what percentage. I mean, I still want to see more. Let me put it that way. I'm still not convinced that Pirates are going to the playoffs and they're going to win this division, or that even in the, you know, end of August that they'll still be in contention, because, you know, we've seen May. We've seen some bad things happen. But I do think there's a little bit more talent on their team. I think in August they're going to get O'Neill Cruz back. They've got a possibility of adding a Rodriguez or a Henry Davis, who I would think is going to hit at the major league level. Quinn Priester is pitching well, so that adds to your pitching depth. So I'm still going to lowball it to say 40, but that's a hell of a lot higher than I would have been a while ago. And, you know, one of the guys I'm going to do a story on is kind of the value of Austin Hedges. And I went around and talked to some of the guys yesterday, and, man, they love this guy. I mean, I know people are, the average, and he was booed yesterday, and I get it. But when you talk to the pitchers and the other guys about all the intangibles that he brings, I mean, he at least deserves to be there as the second guy when you bring up Hedges,
sure, or
if you bring up Henry. I think there's a lot of value to him.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff, what's the best-case scenario for the Penguins' goalie situation? I mean, obviously now they have Dubas and Obviously, Mike Sullivan is still around and doing things. What do you think the best case scenario is for them this coming year?
I think the best case scenario would be to convince Tristan that, hey, you've been dealing with injuries, your market value isn't what it could be if you were to have a full season playing, you know, like you have in spurts. So why don't you take this bridge contract? It'll be a little bit less, but hey, you'll be rewarded big time. You're still in your 20s. You still got a decade as a goalie to play in this league. I think that's the play. Like, hey, show me. I'm the new guy in town. Show me that you deserve a big contract. We'll reward you if you do it, even if you don't come through with that. But you tell them that. I think that's their best play. You know, and if they lose Jari, we've seen a lot of teams have success running multiple goalies. Not that I'm the biggest fan of Casey DeSmith, but you could find somebody out there. And I think the worst case scenario would be is to overpay for him now, given your salary cap situation and the fact that, you know, you came out and said that, you know, you still have a chance to win right now. Well, if you're paying Tristan Jarry a hell of a lot of money, that's really going to hurt your chances of adding to this team.
Jeff, couldn't have said it better myself, man. I feel exactly the same way. Thank you for your time. We'll let you know when the broadcast is from the Science Center, okay?
I look forward to that. Enjoy Studio B.
We love Studio B. Thank you, buddy. That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. We got this text. There's a moon landing museum in Pittsburgh. It is new. Should do the show there. How about that?
Let's go.
Now, listen. There's no place I'd rather do a show than Studio B out here in Monroeville.
Right.
Bowser Chevrolet.
Of course.
But if it's the other studio in Greentree or the moon landing museum, let's do the moon landing museum.
Going to the moon?
Big time. Let's make it happen. Nancy, if you're out there listening, make it happen. Moon landing museum. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.